From the California Institute of Technology, this is the Lowdown on Science with Sandrit Singh Low.
Itching to get to space, but leery of those high G-force, face-distorting, potentially exploding rockets we use now? How about catching a ride on an elevator? A 62,000-mile-tall elevator. Really? Engineers and space junkies have been kicking around the idea for years. Take a long, thin cable and attach it, firmly one hopes, to Earth at the equator. Then put a counterweight on the other end, far out in space, which is held in place by Earth's rotation. Then robotic climbers scale their way to the top of the cable and into space. Easy. Actually, not so easy. Space elevator expert Bradley Edwards of Carbon Designs, Inc. claims that in about 3 years, he'll have carbon nanotube structures strong enough to form that cable. But Italian researchers recently said that the cables would be dangerously weakened as they got slammed by space particles. Still, NASA is sure space elevators are the ride of the future. They're sponsoring a tether competition in October with the hopes of furthering the technology. And a company called LifePort recently launched an observation platform on cable reaching a mile high into the air. Robotic climbers trekked up and down for 6 hours. That's a long time to be stuck in an elevator. And the music! Well, never mind.
The Lowdown on Science is produced by Caltech in Pasadena, California, on the web at caltech.edu, and by 89.3 KPCC. Support comes from TIAA CREF, Financial Services for the Greater Good, on the web at tiaa-cref.com.